Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a person describing online communities.
I work with companies, governments, and other organizations to create online communities. What does this mean? I define a community as a group of people who interact and work together toward common goals. An online community is just one in which members interact via social networks and websites designed to bring them together. Usually, these kinds of communities are formed within large organizations where you need people to communicate for business purposes, but time and distance make face-to-face connections difficult. How are online and offline communities different? Let's start with a little theory. Traditionally, the three pillars of community are domain, practice, and community. Domain means an area of common interest, like a group of people who are interested in classic movies. Classic movies is the domain. It's the topic that connects them. Community, that's any group of people who have reason to interact. An example might be an online forum dedicated to discussing classic movies. But you still don't have a community because you're missing the third piece, which is a shared practice. That is, a set of shared job roles or tasks. Think about our online forum that discusses classic movies. If some people are actors and others are directors, you'll have a different kind of discussion than if they're all directors, right? So, you need that shared practice alongside a common domain and reason to interact if you want to be successful. Of course, meeting online instead of face-to-face offers opportunities and challenges. On the plus side, the internet erases distance, so it's easier to meet people you might never meet otherwise. On the other hand, people who are far apart might find it harder to get to know each other on a personal level. But if you're aware of the challenges, you can usually overcome them.
Number 33. What can be inferred about the speaker? Number 34. How does the speaker define an online community? Number 35. What information does the speaker provide about online communities? Number 36. What are the three pillars of a successful community? Number 37. Why does the speaker mention classic movies? Number 38. According to the speaker, what challenges do online communities face? End of part 2.